感谢主，让我们再一次又可以有这样的特权，一起聚集来到主的面前。
Praise the Lord, so that we can have the privilege to be here and worship Him.
上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候是一月第一个主日。
I shared with you last time, and that was January the 1st.
是西历的新年。
That was the current calendar, the new year.
那今天是二月的第一个主日。
Today is the first Sunday of February.
是我们中国人的新年。
It's our lunar calendar Chinese New Year.
所以我又可以说新年快乐。
So I can say it again, Happy New Year.
你好。我想从今年开年到现在，很快一下子一个月过去了。
I feel like it's so fast since the beginning of this year to now. To now, it's like one month has passed.
你如果注意这个地球上发生的许许多多的事情。
Do you notice all those things that happen on this earth?
你不得不说那个四个血月的对这个世界的那一个冲击是非常大。
You can't help saying that the four bloody moon, the impact of those four bloody moon on this earth is really great.
我想我讲过这个道，我不需要再重复。
Well, I've talked about this before, so I won't repeat it.
但是我要说的就是说，今年从开年开始就没有一件是好事的。
But what I want to say is that since the beginning of this year, there's no good things already.
中国的股市大跌。
So the stock market in China, as you know, tumbled down.
人民币大跌。
And the exchange rate of Chinese yuan tumbled.
世界其他的股市也跟着一起跌，往下跌。
And the stock market of other parts of the world also tumbled.
昨天台湾大地震，
6.4级。There was a great earthquake in Taiwan.
感谢主，许多弟兄姊妹的家人在台湾都平安。
Praise the Lord, many of the families of our brothers and sisters who are in Taiwan are safe and good.
然后今天应该是今天的早上还是昨天的早上，金三胖又放了一个火箭，吓唬全世界的人。
So I think either this morning or yesterday morning, the North Korea, they sent a rocket, to the space. And that kind of to threaten the whole world.
对，所以ISIS 也是没完没了的在那里吓唬，起码在我们报纸上就没有停过他们的恐怖活动。
And ISIS also continues to do their terrorist acts. As you can see from the media.
然后那个大移民潮从两年前开始的这一些难民这个潮流，这一月还在继续的从叙利亚流向经过土耳其流向欧洲。
And the great immigration flood from Israel to Syria, from Syria to Europe,
through
Turkey, yes, continued.
这些整个你如果注意看的话，都是去年的延续。
So if you pay attention to all these things, these are all continuation of events from last year.
那去年是第七个安息年的结束。
Last year was the end of the seventh sabbatical year.
那今年是照圣经来讲，就是禧年，就是每7749。每过七个七年之后就有一个安息年。
So this year is supposed to be a sabbatical year, so after the seventh
of
Sivan.
No, this year is the Jubilee.
A Jubilee year, because it's after seventh,
49
years.
7 times 7, 49 years. 七个安息年，后面那一年是第五十年，是禧年。
The year after the seven sabbatical years would be the Jubilee year, which is the 50th year.
犹太的拉比告诉我们。
According to the rabbi from Jewish culture,
蜡笔告诉我们，按照圣经算，这个 Jubilee 是第从摩西算起第七十个 Jubilee。
So, if you count this Jubilee, this is the 70th Jubilee since the time of Moses.
对，神在最近的一百年，做了很好多大的事情在犹太人身上。
God did great things among the Jewish people in the recent hundred years, in the recent century.
1917年是第一次世界大战结束。
So 1917 was the end of the First World War.
奥特曼帝国结束。
The
Ottoman
Empire ended.
对，然后就是英国起来，英国的国会发表一个Balfour Declaration， 让犹太人四散的世界的犹太人，亡国两千年的犹太人可以回到应许之地，所谓的巴勒斯坦。
Then, Great Britain had announced a Balfour Declaration to allow all the Jewish people who were scattered throughout the world in the last 2,000 years to return to the land of
Palestine. 对，然后这个是圣经中一个非常重要的预言，告诉犹太人有一天你们四散天下的犹太人会回来，回到耶路撒冷，回到以色列。
That was the realization of the great prophet in the Old Testament, in the Bible, that God had told Israel people that one day all of you who scattered around the world will return to this area.
对，这个这所谓圣经说的应许之地，神在这个亚伯拉罕的时候应许给他与他的后裔的。
This is the promised land that God gave to Abraham and his descendants in old days.
那这个行动是从1917年开始的。
The realization of that, the action took place in 1917.
那一年是 Jubilee.
That was the year of Jubilee.
过五十年之后。
So 50 years later.
1967年。
1967.
神把耶路撒冷还给犹太人。
God gave Jerusalem back to the Jewish people.
这那一年又是 Jubilee.
It was the year of Jubilee again.
啊，现在再过五十年。
Now another 50 years later.
所以今年到明年之间，应该有一些大的事情要发生。
So between now and next year, there should be some major events
happening. 第七十个 Jubilee.
This is the 70th Jubilee year.
那我过去跟大家讲启示录。
So in the past, I've talked to you about the Book of Revelation.
我想。这本书一个重要的四个字就是日期近了。
The very important word in this book is the days are near.
对，这是在第一章。
That's in chapter one of Revelation.
第一章的第三节吧。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
对，第三节。和念着书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，下面有几个字，因为日期近了。
Revelation 1:3 Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it. What are the words that are following here? It says, For the time is near.
如果当年约翰被神的灵感动写下这些话。
In those days, John was moved by the Holy Spirit to write these words.
那是两千年前。
That was 2,000 years ago.
对吗？
Right.
那今天我们是两千年后读这句话，请问哪个人离那个日期近了更近？
Today, 2,000 years later, as we are reading this again, the time is near. Please answer that. Who is closer to the time?
当然，我们比约翰怎么样？ 近的多的多的多，对不对？
So of course, the time is nearer, much nearer to us than to John.
然后我把刚刚那个大的局势的神的时间表把它讲在你们的面前的时候，你应该有一个毛骨悚然的感觉，时间就马上到了。
So as I just told you about this timetable of God's actions, so you should have this feeling of a trembling feeling that God's timing is really, really close.
那我们现在的时段，照启示录的这个时间表来看的话
，So our time today, according to the timetable shown in the book of Revelation.
我希望你过去注意听我在讲这本书的时候。你应该听见我的这句话。
I hope you have heard what I said before when I was talking about this book.
如果你今天是第一次来，你没有听过，那我要告诉你一个很重要的事。
If this is your first time here and you've never heard me talking about Revelation, I'm going to tell you one very important thing.
因为，在我们读第六章的第十二节的时候
，Because when we read chapter 6, verse 12,
那边讲到第六印。
It talks about the sixth seal.
他讲到有地有大震动。
And the earth will quake.
对，日头变黑。
The sun will turn black.
满月变红像血。
And the full moon will turn to red like blood.
这就发生在去年跟今年，14年跟15年。
That actually happened last two years in 2014 and 15.
所以我相信我们现在是开始进入第六印的时间了。
So I believe we have gone into the sixth seal, the timetable.
那上个月我跟大家来讲的时候，我特别花时间讲第十二章的这一个意象。
So last month when I talked to you about this, I spent time to talk about the vision of chapter 12.
对，在这个意象里头讲到一个大红龙，有一个怀孕的妇人，还有一个男孩子。
That chapter talks about a red dragon, great red dragon, a woman and the male child.
对，那这一件事情是神告诉约翰，你要吃那个小卷，然后再说向多国多民多方。多王再说预言这句话是在第十章的第十一节。
That's when John, the angel told John to eat the scrolls and then will talk and to say you want to say prophets to the multiple nations and people and all areas. And that was recorded in chapter 12 and
chapter
10 and verse
11. 对，所以。从十二章开始是这个先知再从重要的点来再讲。
So starting from chapter 12 was that this prophet was talking and emphasizing on the important points again.
所以他再讲的时候他从哪里开始讲呢？他就是从被提开始讲，因为这一个男孩子是讲到被提的得胜者。
So where did he start to talk about? He started with a point of rupture because this male child represented the victorious people, the overcomers who were ruptured.
好，那么这个被提的这一群人记载在哪里呢？他第一次讲的时候就是第七章里面讲的。
So those people who were raptured were first mentioned in chapter 7.
那这个第七章是包含在第六印的里面。
So chapter 7 was included in the sixth seal.
所以我刚刚跟大家说，我们现在的时段应该是开始进入第六印。
So I just told you that our current time should be about the time when we enter into the sixth seal.
对，所以以这个背题来讲，在我们目前往前走的这一段时间里头，应该是任何时间可以发生的。
So in terms of rapture, according to the current timing, it should be any time going forward from now.
好，那么在这个第四个意象里头，那就是第十二章、第十三章这两章圣经是他所看的第四个意象。
So, the chapters 12 and 13. were the fourth vision seen by John.
对，那么我第上个月讲的是这个第四意象的第一个部分，那今天我要讲的是第二个部分。
So last time I talked about the first part of the fourth vision.
但是我怕我的时间讲不完这个第二个部分。
So today I'll talk about the second part of the fourth vision, but maybe my time is not going to be sufficient to finish.
我们试试看，反正今天有饭吃，你们不会急的回家。
We have lunch today, so you're not going to be in too much of a hurry to go home.
对，那这个第十三章是对现在的基督徒应该是非常重要的。
So chapter 13, I would say, is very important to modern day Christians.
好，那我们要了解这段圣经。我们先从第一节，念到第十节，这十三章第一节到第十节。
So in order to understand this chapter, we would like to start reading the scriptures from verses 1 to 10.
好，我跟我的翻译的姐妹轮流，我读一节中文，她读一节，下一节英文，我们这样子轮流把它读完。
We will read alternating Chinese and English from the pulpit.
第一节，我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头。在十角上带着七个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。
And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority.
我看见兽的七头中有一个似乎受了死伤，那死伤却医好了，全地的人都稀奇，跟从那兽。
They worshipped the dragon because he gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to wage war with him?"
又赐给他说夸大亵渎话的口，又有权柄赐给他，可以任意而行42个月。
And he opened his mouth in blasphemies against God, to blaspheme His name and His tabernacle.That is, those who dwell in heaven.
又任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜，也把权柄赐给他，制服各族、各民、各方、各国。
All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of the life of the Lamb who has been slain.
凡有耳的，就应当听。
If anyone is destined for captivity,To captivity he goes. If anyone kills with a sword he must be killed. Here is the perseverance and the faith of the saints.
好，这是第一个兽。
So this is about the first beast.
兽从海中来。
The beast that comes from the sea.
好，那么现在呢，我们要读一些其他的经文，跟这段圣经能够配在一起。
Now we're going to read some other scripture verses that go along with these verses.
我们先看主耶稣说过什么话。
Let's see what Jesus said.
马太二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew 24.
马太二十四章。
Matthew 24.
我要请大家看的是24:15.
Let's look at verses 15. Chapter 24, verse 15.
这是主耶稣讲到他再来的第二次再来的时候，地上会有的兆头。
This is when Jesus talked about his second coming, he mentioned the signs that's going to be shown on the earth.
他提到，你们看见先知但以理所说的，那行毁坏可证的，站在圣地。读这经的人需要会意。
Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand.
我们再往下读二十节，念到二十四节。
We'll continue with verses 20-24.
我跟我的姐妹轮流读。
We'll alternate reading from the pulpit.
你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候不遇见冬天，或是安息日。
For then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will.
若不减少那日子，凡有血气的， 总没有一个得救的，只是为显明那日子必减少了。
Then if anyone says to you, Behold, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe him.
二十四节我们一起念好吗？中文英文一起念。
We'll read verse 24 together. Let's all read together.
因为假基督、
false Christ and
假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行，连显明也就迷惑。所以在这里我要请大家注意，耶稣提到两个人。
So I want you to pay attention to the two people Jesus mentioned.
这两个人跟他的再来有关系。
Both have to do with his second coming.
在这里他说到二十四节的时候是假基督、假先知将要起来显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行，连选民都迷惑。
As said in verse 24, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders.So as to mislead, if possible, even the elect.
那么他还在第十五节的时候特别提到这个人，在旧约的大以理书讲过的。
And he specifically mentioned in verse 15 that this person was actually specifically mentioned in the Old Testament by Daniel, the prophet.
对，那大以理说什么呢？那个人的名字叫做那行毁坏可憎的。
What did Daniel say?Daniel said the name of that person is called the Abomination of Desolation.
那这一个特殊人物要出现在什么地方呢？
Where would this special person appear?
耶稣说他要站在圣地，括号，读这经的人需要会意。
Jesus said he would be standing in the holy place, and in parenthesis, let the reader understand.
Understand 吗？
Do you understand?
一团浆糊。
哇，那得。
那么，我们就要来看保罗怎么样说这个人。
So now let's look at what Paul says about that person.
请打开《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章。
Let's turn to Second Thessalonians, chapter 2.
第二章从第一节看到第四节。
Second Thessalonians.Chapter 2, we'll read verses 1 through 4. Second Thessalonians,
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节到第四节。
Second Thessalonians 2, 1 to 4.
也是一样，我们跟姐妹轮流来读它。
Then we'll alternate reading a read from the Bible.
弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集。
That you not be quickly shaken from your composure, or be disturbed either by a spirit or a message or a letter, as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come.
人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前，必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子。显露出来
who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship so that he takes his seat in the temple of God displaying himself as being God
所以在这里保罗也讲到一个人
so here Paul also mentioned one person
他有两个名字
and he got two names
哪两个名字
which are the two names
第一大罪人
first is a great sinner
对第三节的最后
the end of verse 3 the man of lawlessness
对然后第二个名字沉沦之子
the second name is the son of destruction
那怎么能够知道这个人呢
how do you know that person
他会出现在一个特别的地方
he would appear at a special place
啊他第四节抵挡主高抬自己超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的甚至坐在哪里神的殿里自称是神
Yeah, that's especially talked about in verse 4 who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship so that he takes his seat in the temple of God displaying himself as being God
所以在 主耶稣讲的这段话里头跟保罗讲的这段话里头我们可以做这么一个很重要的总结。
So from what our Lord Jesus said and from what Paul said, we could have a summary.
这个总结，第一，主耶稣第二次来的时候会有很多迷惑的事情。
Number one, when Jesus comes the second time, there will be a lot of deceptive things.
第一，时间上迷惑人，说主耶稣现在到了。
First of all, there's the deception in timing. Many people would say, oh, he is here, he's come now.
我一次经验在大陆，一次经验在美国。
I've had one experience in China, mainland China, and one time in the United States.
我92年去中国传道的时候，我到云南去。
In 1992, when I went to China to preach gospel,
两个地方，一个是云南，一个是河南。
I also went to Henan.
云南出了一个人，他说，耶稣马上要来了。
One person in Yunnan says that Jesus was about to come.
就对那些基督徒说，耶稣来的时候你们都要穿白衣，所以他们大家通通穿白衣了。
And told all those Christians that you all need to wear white garments when Jesus returns, and they all did.
跑到昆明有一个很有名的地方叫做石林。
And then went to this famous place in Kunming called the Forest of Stones.
对，就在那里等耶稣再来。
So they would just gather there to wait for Jesus's return.
跑到河南。
And when I was in Henan.
那个时候九二年出了一个女人姓郑的。
There was a lady, a woman whose last name is Zheng in Henan in 1992.
她就号称自己是女基督。
He claimed he was the female Christ.
对，第一次来耶稣是男的，第二次来耶稣是女的，就是她。
And he said the Christ's first coming was in the form of a male, and the second coming was in the form of a female, and that was she.
对，然后后来到了美国。
And so then I came to the United States.
又有一批人在那边说耶稣要到 Texas 的 Bells 哪一个小城。
Yeah, then there was a group of people and there was somebody proclaiming that Jesus was returning to Texas, a small town.
对，那我把那个报纸留下来。
So I kept that newspaper.
打这个广告的是佛教协会。
The advertisement was actually posted by a association of Buddhists.
对对对，所以连佛教都说耶稣要来了。
So even the Buddhists said Jesus was about to return.
所以这些都应验主耶稣的话，关于他要再来有许多迷惑人的事情。
So all of those fulfilled what Jesus said that there would be a lot of deceptions about his second coming.
提醒就是说不要轻易怎么样动心。
To remind us, do not be easily convinced.
对，你要小心的看，注意听。
You gotta really pay attention and be careful about listening.
然后说到有一个人要先来，然后才会耶稣第二次。
And the verse specifically, scripture specifically said that somebody would come first before Jesus' second coming.
那这个先来的人，但以理讲过了，耶稣讲过了，保罗也讲过了。
The person who comes first was talked about by Daniel the prophet, by Jesus, and by Paul.
那但以理的我们等一下再念，但是主耶稣我带你们看，主耶稣说，但以理书说上的说的那一个行毁坏可证的，你们要注意。
We'll read about the Daniel's prophets in a little bit, but we just read what Jesus said, because he said what was mentioned by spoken of through Daniel the prophet, and you need to.
那个叫做行毁坏可证，就是那 abomination.
That's the abomination of desolation.
对，那一个是一个特殊的词。
That's a specific phrase.
讲到一个特殊人物。
Talking about a specific person.
那保罗就进一步的说，这个人物他叫做大罪人，他叫做沉沦之子。
And Paul further explained that man is the man of lawlessness and the son of destruction.
他的特色是。他要把自己高抬超过一切的神明。
His special characteristics is that he would exalt himself above every so-called god.
然后全世界来拜他。
And ask the whole world to worship.
对不对？一切受人敬拜，坐在神的殿里，自称他是神。
And he takes the seat in the temple of God and displaying himself as being God.
那我要考考你们的想象力。
So、
他凭什么能够自称是神？
So,
然后要大家拜他呢？
So test your imagination. By what could he claim that he's like God? He's God, and he would ask people to worship him.
我站在台上，我说我是神，你们相信吗？
If I'm just standing here and say I'm God, would you believe me?
如果你相信，你是头脑袋进水了。
If you do believe, then you got water in your brain.
那今天会有一个人站在神的殿里面自称是神，怎么会有人相信呢？
So now there's this person taking the seat in the temple of God and claiming he is God. How could people believe him?
刚刚我们圣经念过了，约翰告诉我们。
We just read those verses that John had told us.
啊？这里不是说吗？他能够行大神迹、大奇事吗？
Because it says he could show great signs and wonders.
这也是主耶稣告诉我们。
That's also what Jesus
对吧
told us.
他总有两把刷子，让你看的服服气气。哦，当然是神。
Of course, he would have some kind of abilities and special capabilities that you would be convinced that he's God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们讲的，你要不要知道？
So do you need to know about these that we talk about today?
重不重要？
Isn't it important?
啊，非常重要。
Very important.
你如果不懂。
If you don't know this,
我保证你一定跟他走。
I guarantee you follow him.
因为主耶稣说的。
Because Jesus said so.
所以，这个特殊人物，他必须出现，然后主耶稣才会回来。
So that special person, that specific person, has to appear before Jesus' second return.
也给你们做参考。
So for your reference,
在回教的里面
，in the Islam culture，
不是 culture， 他们的
Islam religion Quran，
在他们《可兰经》里面说
，in the book of Quran，
他们也有一个弥赛亚，像基督圣经里面讲的弥赛亚，不过他们不叫弥赛亚，叫 Mahdi。
So they also have some equivalent of Messiah in their Quran.The person's name is called Mahdi.
而且据他们的神学讲的话，这是第十二个伊曼。
And according to their theology, this person Mahdi is the 12th imam.
他要来。
He was gonna come.
他掌权的日子。七年。
The days of his reign would be 7 years.
所以今天这些 ISIS 或者以前的那些所谓的Al-Qaeda 他们在那里奋战战什么
So today, you know, do you know what the ISIS is fighting for and including those previous terrorist group called
Al-Qaeda 对吧这些我们所谓 PC 语言就是所谓 political correct 这种语言说这是回教的极端分子，其实那是太客气了，就是《可兰经》说的，就是直截了当。
According to those politically correct wordings, you say, "Oh, those are the Islam, the Muslim
extremists." 对。
But really, these are the ones according to the Quran.
如果像回教的信徒相信《可兰经》
，If for those Muslims who believe in Quran.
那这一个就是他们的弥赛亚要来，而且这个叫做他们的 Mahdi， 他们在地上这个人要统治七年。
So their Mahdi was about to return and is who supposed to reign on earth for 7 years.
那想想看，圣经讲到有一个人要统治地上七年。
So as you think about it, the Bible also says somebody that's the same person going to
reign on earth for
7 years. 所以
现在我们就来看但以理怎么说了。
So let's look at what Daniel says.
请你打开但以理书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel chapter 9.
我要请你读的是第九章的第这个第二十七节。
9:27.
第九章二十七节。
9:27.
一气之内有水吗？给他点水。一气之内，他必与许多人坚定盟约；一气之半，他必使祭祀与贡献止息。那行毁坏可憎的，如飞而来，并且有愤怒，请在那行毁坏的身上，直到所定的结局。
And he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering, and on the wing of abominations will come one who makes desolate, even until a complete destruction. One that is decreed is poured out on the one who makes desolate.
所以这一节圣经是整个这个第最后一个但以理的意象，所谓七十个七的最后一个部分。
So this verse was the last part of the 77.
所以这个地方你看到有七年。
So there you can see the 7 years written here.
这是神告诉但以理，你们犹太人在地上的历史，虽然你们现在是亡国了，被巴比伦打败了，国破家亡，应该说人亡家破，家破人亡。
So God was telling Daniel about the history of the Jewish people at that time and saying, well, even though right now you have no more kingdom, you're all being exiled.
做了人，做了亡国奴。
You're basically under the reign of others.
那他们是神的选民，一定在那边想，哎呀，我们本来是万国之首，今天却沦落天涯，连国家都没有了。
So they...As the elect of God, so they must be wondering, how come we are supposed to be the head of all nations, now we don't even have a home of our own.
那现在神就告诉但以理，你们犹太人还有七十个七年。
So now Jesus told, God told the Jewish people, told Daniel that Israelites still have 70 times 7 years.
就是四百九十年。
That is 490 years.
但是四百九十年切成三段。
That 490 years are divided into three portions.
那你在第二十五节，你看到他讲到第一段是七个七，第二段是六十二个七。
So you will see in verse 25, the first segment, the first portion would be
七个七，然后是六十二个七。
Oh, so the first would be the seven weeks, it says here. And then the second piece would be the 62 weeks.
对，这个加起来六十九个七。
So altogether it is 69.
那它的起点是亚达薛西王，波斯的一个王，发出命令说你们可以回去重建圣殿。
The beginning point is when
对不起，重建耶路撒冷。
King
Xerxes
told them that you could go home and rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
不是 temple， 是这个 holy city。
Oh, the holy city, rebuild the holy city in Jerusalem.
你们可以回国。
You could go back.
那个是这一个七十个七的起点。
That was the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. That was the beginning of the 70s.
然后到了六十九个七，就是第二个阶段结束，那就是受膏者被剪除，就是耶稣上十字架。
The end of the second of time period time, that is the end of the 70s time seven, was when Jesus went on to the cross, and so the anointed was cut.
那么这个事情就结束了，这个整个的第二段的历史，然后圣殿就被第二次被毁。
So that concluded the second part of the history, and the temple was destroyed for the second time.
那犹太人再四散天下。
Then once again, the Jewish people were scattered throughout the nation.
然后圣经说，你们还剩七年。
And then the Bible says you have the remaining 7 years.
对，那现在问题是，这个七年有什么特点？
So what's special about that remaining 7 years?
这七年跟一个人有关。
It has to do with one person.
那个人叫做行 毁坏可憎。
That person is the abomination of desolation.
那他的特点是什么？
What is special character?
他说一七之首就是七年的开始。
That is in the beginning of the seven.
他与许多人坚定盟约。
He will affirm. He will make a firm covenant with the many of the for the 1 week.
对，然后到了三年半，一七之半。
Then in the middle of that seventh year,
他就使祭祀与贡献止息。
He will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering.
那你加上刚刚保罗所说的话。
Then plus what we just read about what Paul said.
你把这两段话加在一起看。
If you combine these two scripture verses together.
就是说这个人在三年半的时候，他要把那个圣殿的祭祀停掉，自己跑到圣殿里面干嘛？自称是神，拜他就可以了。
That is around the middle of the 7 years, about 3.5 years, he will put a stop to sacrificing grain offerings in the temple, and then he himself would enter the temple and sit there and claiming he's God.
然后世界人崇拜他。
And then the whole world would worship him.
多少时间？
For how long?
42个月。
So 42 months.
3年半。
3.5 years.
然后他的日子就结束了。
Then his days are concluded.
我现在念那么多圣经，讲那么多，你们头脑有没有昏掉？
So is it confusing to all of you with all these verses?
这个特殊人物是非常重要，在这个最后一段时间里头。
This special person is extremely important during the end time.
那约翰叫他叫什么？
What did John call him?
约翰叫他，你如果注意约翰一书的第二章第四章。
If you pay attention to 1 John chapter 4.
对。
1 John chapter 4.
嗯。他说第三节。
Verse 3.
凡灵不认耶稣，就是不是出于神的，这是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。
First John 4:3, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist.Of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already on the world, in the world.
所以，约翰就提醒基督徒。
So John reminded Christians.
在撒旦的作为里头
，Among the deeds of Satan,
有一个灵
，There is one spirit
叫做敌基督者的灵
，That's called the spirit of the Antichrist.
它的特点是什么
？What's the characteristic of that?
刚刚我们，如果你把第一节一直念过来。
If you read from verse one,
特别你注意第二节，他说：“凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神。”
Especially for verse two, it says, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God."
第三节，凡灵不认耶稣。就不是出于神。
In verse 3, it says, every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God.
所以在这个灵界有一个叫做敌基督者的灵。
So that's why in the spirit realm, there is one spirit, the name is the spirit of the Antichrist.
一直在迷惑所有的人。
So he's constantly deceiving all people.
那现在圣经告诉我们他那个辨别的那一个试金石是什么？
Now the Bible tells us what is the key point, elements to discern that.
就是要问这个灵，你承认耶稣基督是道成肉身来到世界，是神的儿子吗？
That is to ask that spirit whether you would confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh.
两个点。
There are two points.
第一个点，他是神的儿子。
He is Son of God.
第二个点，他 他是道成肉身来到地上。
Number two, he has come in the flesh.
如果不承认任何一个点，这个灵是出于什么？敌基督者的灵。
If you deny either one of those two points, then that spirit is from the spirit of the Antichrist.
那我要考你一个题目。
So I want to test you now.
他承不承认耶稣？
Did he acknowledge? Did he confess Jesus?
承不承认耶稣？
Did he?
承认还不承认？承认的举手。
Did he confess?
好。那不承认的举手。
And raise hand if you don't think he confessed.
他如果要成为一个敌基督，他必须装作什么？光明的天使。
If he want to be the Antichrist, he first to pretend he is the angel of the light.
所以他绝对承认耶稣。
He definitely acknowledged Jesus.
对，他甚至可以行神迹奇事。
He could even do signs and wonders.
才可以迷惑基督徒。
Before he could deceive Christians.
听得懂吗？选民要被迷惑，你没有两把刷子，说我一上台就说我是敌基督，你们信我吧？可能吗
？So in order for the elect to be deceived, that person will have to have something special. Would it be possible if he just stand here and say, "Oh, I am Antichrist, and you got to believe in me"? Would you believe him? No.
不会，你绝对不会相信他。
No, you certainly would not.
他必须说。我相信耶稣，或者说我甚至就是耶稣。
He would have to say, "I believe in Jesus Christ," or he'll even say, "I am Jesus."
而且他可以行神迹、大神迹、大奇事，这样才把大家怎么样迷惑了。
Yeah, and he can do signs and wonders and the great signs and wonders so as to deceive everybody.
这要听清楚啊，不然的话，我相信有一天你就跟着他走了。
So you gotta listen very carefully, otherwise one day you might just be led by that person going astray.
对，这个是非常重要的事情。
So that is very, very important.
好，讲了那么多这些基本的东西。
So for all those foundational principles.
那我们现在来到本文。
I wanna come to this part.
我们来到本文，就是刚刚的念的十三章，对吧
？That's what we read in chapter 13 of Revelation.
第一节，我看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头。
Verse 1. Then I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads.
对吧？那么第二节说，我所看见的兽。形状像豹，脚像熊的脚，口像狮子的口。那个龙就把自己的能力、座位、大权柄都给他。
Verse 2 says, "The beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority."
这些都是符号的语言。
All these are sign languages.
都代表一个灵界的一个事实。
It represents the reality of the spiritual realm.
对，那么你要解这个话呢，你就必须到圣经里面去找有没有这些记载。
In order to interpret those verses, you have to go find any descriptions in the Bible.
好，那讲到兽。
About the beast.
你必须到但以理的异象里面去看。
You gotta go look in the book of Daniel.
对，请你打开但以理书第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 7.
对。这个第七章啊，我要稍微要讲这个第七章，还得再讲一点话。
In order to talk about chapter 7, I have to lay some groundwork.
整个这本书但以理书
So the whole book of Daniel
它有四个意象
There are four visions.
那么它第一个意象讲什么
What's the first vision about?
就是一个大的金像。
It's a big golden image.
这个金像呢，头是金的。
The head was made of gold.
胸是银的。
And chest was made of silver.
肚腹铜的。
And the abdomen was made from bronze.
腿铁的。
Legs were made from iron.
脚跟十个脚趾头是半铁半泥的。
And the feet and the toes were made from a half iron and half earth soil.
然后有一个大的石头从天上砸下来，把它整个砸碎。
Then there was a big rock coming from heaven and smashed all the image.
变成一个大山。
And became becoming a mountain.
这个意象是谁给什么人看的呢？
Who gave this vision to who?
给当时的皇帝。巴比伦王尼布加尼沙看的。
So God gave this vision to the Babylon king Nebuchadnezzar.
那这个大土皇帝就是说，我做了一个梦，但是我忘了，你们必须把我这个梦找出来。
So the king said, "Well, I had a dream, but I forgot about that dream. You have to tell me."
那就把他们国家里面这些懂梦的人什么通通找来，没有一个解得开的。
So he gathered all the wise people and dream interpreters in his nation, but nobody could.
当然，他自己都忘掉了，人家怎么去解这个梦呢
？How could others tell him the meaning of the dreams, even if he couldn't even remember what the dream was?
但是他很霸气，你们不行，我就把你们杀掉。
But he was like so fierce, and he said, "If you don't tell me what this dream means, I would kill you all."
最后他们找到丹尼尔，丹尼尔就把王这个梦讲出来。
So they found Daniel, and then Daniel told the king his dream.
这个意象非常重要。
This vision was extremely important.
为什么？一直到今天跟我们都有关系。
Because it's even relevant to us today.
这个意象是神要告诉这个外邦的王，第一个王，因为犹太人亡国了，现在外邦开始了。
Because God wanted to tell this first Gentile king.Because Jewish people already were exiled and the kingdom was done.
那现在是外邦人的时代。
It was the time of the Gentiles.
那外邦的历史用这个大象来表示的。
And so the history of the Gentiles are shown with this image.
所以丹尼尔就解这个梦。
So Daniel was interpreting that dream.
金头。
He said the head, the gold head.
就是你。
Represent you.
哦，他很高兴，我是个大金头。
So Nebuchadnezzar was very happy. Oh, I represent the gold head.
然后就说到银胸。
The silver chest.
那是你这个国有一天要结束，有一个另外一个国要代替你，就是马代跟波斯。
Represent the following kingdom that will that's after Babylon, which is Medes and
Persia. 对，然后这个第二个国要结束。
And then that kingdom will also
有第三个国要起来接替他
and taken over by the third kingdom.
那就是这个铜的父就是第三个国那是希腊
and that's the Greek Empire
对
and represented by the bronze belly
然后这个国过去以后又来一个铁的腿这是东西罗马
there will be the fourth kingdom that's theEastern and Western Roman Empire represented by the iron legs.
那最后进入半铁半泥的脚跟他的脚趾。
Lastly, the history will enter into the area represented by the half iron, half clay foot, feet and toes.
对，然后世界就到此结束。
So then the world will end there.
这是这个大象所要启示给这个第一个王。巴比伦王的。
This is what the revelation to the first Gentile king Nebuchadnezzar by this great image.
他本来很高兴，后来就不高兴。
He was very happy in the beginning, but of course later he wasn't.
为什么不高兴
？Why?
啊，我这个国家会结束啊。
Because my kingdom was gonna end.
所以他不服气。
So he's not happy.
他说我要盖一个。大金像从头到脚都是金的。
He said, "I'm gonna build a gold image from head to toe. Everything is gold."
对对对，大概今年年初还是什么时候，有一个网上有一个消息，在河南开封建了一个 36米高的毛泽东像。
I think in the beginning of the year, maybe in Henan province, there was a image of Chen Mao built in, like 36 meters high.
然后又被拆了。
And then it was taken down.
所以人一直要造神来拜。
So human beings always want to build God images to worship.
尼布加尼撒王也是如此，他要全世界人拜他。
And King Nebuchadnezzar was the same. He wanted the whole world to worship him.
好了，这是这本书的背景。
So that was the background of this book.
那下来就是这个意象。
So the next is this.
第七章的意象讲什么？讲四个兽。
About the four beasts.
啊，你如果看第七章的第三节，有四个大兽从海中上来，形状各有不同。
If you look at verse 3 of chapter 7, it says, "And four great beasts were coming up from the sea, different from one another."
对，第一个兽。像狮子
The first was like a lion,
有鹰的翅膀
and had the wings of an eagle.
第二个兽有熊第五节有像熊
The second beast, like in verse 5,
对吧
another beast, a second one, resembling a bear.
对 口里面含着三根肋骨
And three ribs were in its mouth.
那第这是第二个兽第三个兽呢
The third beast,
啊就是像个豹
like a leopard,
对不对有四个翅膀
which had on its back four wings of a bird,
然后到了第四个兽第七节
fourth one in chapter, in verse seven,
看见第四个兽甚是可怕极其强壮大有力量有大铁牙吞吃所有所剩下的用脚践踏这个兽与前面三个兽大不相同有十个脚
and a fourth beast dreadful and terrifying and extremely strong,And it had large iron teeth. It devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet. And it was different from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns.
解释
Interpretation?
第十七节
was in verse 17.
对，你看他怎么解释这个四个兽？这四个大兽就是四个王，将要在世上兴起。
These great beasts, which are four in number, are four kings who will arise from the earth.
但是最后呢？
But in the end?
然而至高者的圣名必要得国享受直到永永远远。
But the saints of the highest one will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever for all ages to come.
第十九节，那时我愿意知道这第四兽的真情，它为何与前面三个兽？的真情大不相同，甚至可怕，等等等等。
Verse 19 says, "Then I desire to know the exact meaning of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, with its teeth and iron and its claws of bronze."
所以第四兽是这个但以理有兴趣，更深一层次的来理解到底是什么意思。
So the fourth beast.Interested Daniel and he wanted to know a little bit more in depth about what it represents.
特别那个十个角
especially that 10
对吧
horns.
这个兽有十个角
Why this beast has 10 horns?
那你到二十四节
Then you look at verse 24.
二十四节解释这个十个角
That verse explains about explains the four, 10 horns.
至于那十角，就是从这个国中必兴起的十个王。
As for the 10 horns out of this kingdom, 10 kings will arise.
注意哈，他下面说。
And then pay attention to the next part.
后来又兴起一王，这是第十一个王，对不对？与先前的不同，他必制服三个王，他必向至高者说夸大的话，必折磨至高的圣名，必想改变节期、律法，圣名必交付他的手。一载二载半载
So it says another will arise after them and he will be different from the previous one and will subdue three kings he will speak out against the most high and wear down the saints of the highest one and he will intend to make alterations in times and in law and they will be given into his hand for a time times and half a time
对那么这个到底在讲什么
So what are these all about?
这个第二个意象是呼应那个第一个意象。
The second vision goes along with the first vision.
第一意象告诉我们，这个 这个外邦历史的演进演绎。
The first vision tells us about the history of the Gentiles.
从巴比伦帝国变成马代波斯两个帝国，然后再变成希腊帝国，然后再变成罗马帝国。
From the kingdom of Babylon to the kingdom of Medes and Persia, and followed by the Roman kingdom, and finally the kingdom of Greek of
Roman
Greek kingdom and yeah
Roman kingdom.
Roman kingdom.
那么现在第二个这个意象，就把这几个国用四只野兽来表达。
Now this vision uses the four beasts.To represent the four kingdoms.
好，你懂这个意思？那我们现在回来看启示录讲什么
？Now that you have understood that, we will come back to the book of Revelation.
因为在这里讲到这个兽是从海中上来。
Now, here it says that beasts were coming from out of the sea.
那这个海是什么海呢
？What sea is that?
以这个约翰所在的地方。
Where John was located at the time.
当时的帝国是罗马帝国。
It was the empire was the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国，你看它的地图，它是在一个大海的四周。
If you look at the map of the Roman Empire, it is surrounding a sea.
考你们，那个大海是什么
？What is that sea?
啊，地中海。
Mediterranean Sea.
对，整个的罗马帝国是围绕这个地中海一圈的。
So the Roman Empire was really surrounding the Mediterranean Sea.
所以他现在告诉你。
So now this tells you,
有一个将来有一个兽要从海中上来。
The beast coming up out of the sea.
它有十个角。
With 10 horns.
有七个头。
7 heads.
所以会画画画出来吧？
So、
画的现在画不出来。
Draw.
很难画的。
It'll be very difficult to draw that beast.
那么这个兽，它的特点是七头，十角。
So this beast, the specifics about it is the 10 horns and 7 heads.
那要解释它，我们必须到十七章去。
So we have to go to chapter 17 for the interpretation of.
十七章是这段圣经的解释。
So chapter 17 is the interpretation of this.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们要念到十一。十二节，好。
We'll read through to verse 12.
好，我们两个轮流哈。
We'll read alternatively.
第七节开始，天使对我说：“你为什么稀奇呢？我要将这个女人和驮着她的那七头十角兽的奥秘告诉你。”
The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to come up out of the abyss and go to destruction.And those who dwell on the earth, whose name has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will wonder when they see the beast, and he was, and is not, and will come.
智慧的心在此可以思想，那七头就是女人所坐的七座山，是七哦，对不起，第十句。
And there are seven kings; five have fallen; one is.And other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must remain a little while.
那先前有如今没有的兽，就是第八位，他也和那七位同列，并且归于沉沦。
The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received the kingdom, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
这是一个奥秘。
That's a mystery.
他说，这个兽有一个奇怪的名字。
So this beast has a strange name.
从前有。
Which was.
现在没有。
Is not.
以后再有的兽。
And will come.
对吧？这是他的名字。
That's his name.
主耶稣的名字是什么？
What's the name of Jesus?
昔在，今在，以后永在。
He was, is, and will forever will.
这位老兄是昔在，今不在，以后要在。
And this beast was, and is not, and will come.
看到没有他的对比。
And that's the difference.
那么，那圣经就解了，七个角是什么意思
？So the Bible talks about what those seven heads.
七个头，七个头。
Seven heads represent.
十个角，对吧
？Ten horns. Yeah.
七个角，他说是七个王。
Seven heads are the seven mountains.
对不对？七，它有两个特点。这个第七节说，智慧的心在此可以思想。那个七个头就是女人所做的七座山。
Verse 11 says, verse 9 says, here's the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits.
那这次我不讲这个女人，所以我就把凡是跟这个女人有关的，我跳过去了，以后再讲。
I'm not going to talk about the woman today, so I would skip whichever part.
我要把重点放在第十节。
I want to emphasize verse 10.
不但是七座山的前面第九节，第十节说他是七个王。
So not only is the seven mountains recorded in verse 9, but also in verse 10 it says they are seven kings.
这个三七个王，五个怎么样？已经倾倒了，都死了。
Five of those seven kings have already fallen. They're dead.
一位还在。
One is.
还有一位还没来。
And the other has not yet come.
当他来的时候，必须暂时存留。
When he comes, he must remain a little while.
好，想想看。
So think about it.
现在是什么时代？就是约翰看这个意象的是什么时代
？So when John was seeing this vision, when was that time?
罗马。
Roman Empire.
谁把他送到巴马海岛
？Who sent him to the island of Patmos?
冬米天。
It was the Midian.
对吧？那他现在说。
So he says.
有一个头还在，那这个头，这个王就是冬米天。
One is, and that king is.
他正在逼迫什么？
The
基督徒。
And he was persecuting the Christians.
对不对？前面有五个王。
There were five kings
已经死了
who had already died.
对不对？那这五个王，你如果去读罗马的历史，你就知道是很清楚的五个王。
So if you read about the Roman history, you will be very clear about the five kings preceding Domitian.
冬米田之前逼迫基督徒的是谁
？Who was the one who persecuted Christians before a king Domitian？
Nero, 他杀了保罗，
yeah.
他杀了彼得。
King Nero killed Paul and Peter.
对吧？所以这是你可以去罗马的历史里面可以很清楚找出来的。
So you can find it very easily from the Roman history.
所以七个头已经死了五个，现在这一个还在是冬米田，那还有一个还没来。
So the seven kings were.Five were already dead, and one is, which is a king, Domitian, and there's one to come.
而这一个王要出现。
And that one was to come.
他有一个特点。
And he has one special character.
这个头有什么特点
？What is the special thing about that head?
刚刚我们念的第十三章讲。
We read in chapter 13.
第三节，十三章第三节。我看见兽的七头中有一个头怎么样似乎受了死伤那死伤却医好了全地的人都稀奇跟从那兽
I saw one of his heads as if it had been slain and his fatal wound was healed and the whole earth was amazed and followed after the beast
什么意思
What does that mean?
读十七章的这边的这句话。
So you read this sentence in chapter 17 again.
你看刚刚我们念的这个第十节的最后的尾巴，他来的时候就是第七个这个第七个头来的时候，必须暂时存留。然后十一节说，那先前有如今没有的兽，就是第八位，他也和第七位同列，然后归于沉沦。
So the end of verse 10 we just read is that he must remain a little while. Then verse 11 says, the beast which was and is not is himself also an eighth and is one of the seven and he goes to destruction.
对，这里告诉我们第七位跟第八位是同一个人。
So here it tells us the seventh and the eighth are the same person.
那怎么同一个人又是两个？ 不同的，到底是一个还是两个？
So how come the same person is the seventh and the eighth? Is it one or is it two?
因为第七个曾经受了一个头上受了一个死伤。
Because the seventh had a fatal wound on the head.
然后他告诉全世界这个人死了。
Then the whole world says, "Oh, that person's dead."
然后呢？复活了。
He became alive again.
对吧？但是圣经先预告，他不是像耶稣死里复活，他是那个死伤医好的，他没有死，却假装死了。
But Bible said clearly that coming back to life is not the same as the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
看到没有？
He just had the wound. It wasn't like he wasn't dead, but he actually the wound was healed.
他要给出一个image， 这一个形象，他就是谁？
He painted the image that he was
耶稣。
Jesus.
怎么样证明他是耶稣呢？他有死而复活的神迹。
To prove that he was Jesus, he would show that he died and he was resurrected.
所以选民怎么样？
So the elected would believe him.
就跟着他。
And follow him.
就稀奇，就敬拜他。
They were amazed and they followed after the beast.
这叫死而复活的神迹。
That was the miracle of the death and resurrection.
但是圣经说没有，他没有死。
But the Bible clearly says no, he did not die.
他是医好。
He was actually healed.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand that?
还是你们已经缺乏营养，已经脑力不足，已经跟不上了。
Lack of nutrition and too tired.
对不起啊，今天讲的东西比较复杂。
Well, sorry, it's kind of yeah. What we talk about today is very complicated.
但是他圣经说，凡有耳的怎么样？
But the Bible said, those who have an ear, let them hear.
所以我非要你们好好听。
So I really want you to hear clearly.
我尽我所能的把它解释得清楚。
I'm trying to explain as clearly as I can.
因为这个人太厉害了。
Because that person is so capable.
他能够迷惑地上所有的人。
He would deceive all on earth.
他能够行神迹。
He can perform miracles, signs, and wonders.
请问，他的神迹奇事
？So, what do you think about his wonders and signs?
是真的还是假的
？Are they real or not?
啊？说真的人举手。
说假的人举手。And if you raise your hand if you don't think it's real.
你们慢慢去辩论。
You should debate among yourself.
他必须是真的。
It gotta be real.
因为连耶稣都承认。
Because even Jesus said.
耶稣说他们会行大神迹，大奇事，那就是不是忽悠人的，是真的。
Jesus said they would perform great signs and miracles, wonders, and so that means it's not just those little tricks.
你如果注意十三章我们刚刚读的那些话语里头。
You pay attention to chapter 13, the verses we just read.
嗯，这个能力，他这个行神迹奇事的能力，从谁给他的
？Who gave him the ability to perform those miracles and wonders？
啊，第二节说
，Verse 2 says，
龙将自己的能力、座位、大权柄怎么样，都给他了。
Verse 2 says, and the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority.
对不对？所以撒旦是很厉害的。
So you know Satan is very powerful.
他能够呼风唤雨啊。
He could call.
他能够行大神迹大奇事啊。
He could perform signs and miracles.
所以他把这一切的能力都给了这一个兽。
So he gave his power to this beast.
所以他能够行神迹，而且是大神迹、大奇事。
That's why he could do those signs and miracles, and even great signs and wonders.
你到了另外一个兽，下次要讲的时候。
If you come to read about the second beast,
你到十三章十三节，他就说到另外那个兽也是很厉害的。
Verse 13 of chapter 13 about the other beast,
also
very powerful.
大奇事。 甚至在人面前叫火从天降在地上。
He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down out of heaven to the earth in the presence of men.
你看了不得不怎么样？佩服啊！
You would really be convinced when you see that.
所以这就是在这个第四个意象里头所讲的那个从海中来的那个兽。
So that's what the fourth vision talked about, the beast coming up from the sea.
那这告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us?
它的出现跟罗马的版图有关系的。
His appearance has something to do with the map of the Roman.
所以以前我来美国，我71年来美国。
When I came in the United, I came to the United States in 1971.
那就有很多人说，哎呀 ，Kissinger 是那个敌基督。
Lots of people said, "Oh, Kissinger is the
Antichrist."
Antichrist.
对，后来又说 ，Bill Clinton 是敌基督。
Then somebody said Bill Clinton was Antichrist.
那现在说。奥巴马是敌基督。
Now somebody said Obama was Antichrist.
你每次有个新的人物上了台，总有人说这些人是敌基督。
Every time there's some new leader, somebody would say that person is Antichrist.
是吗
？Is that real?
历史证明这些人都不是。
History says it's none of them is.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
这些人都不是。
No.
他必须是跟什么有关
？It has to do with
罗马帝国的版图有关。
The Roman map.
听得懂吗
？Yeah, do you understand?
我们美国虽然很伟大，但是它跟罗马的帝国的版图有没有关系？
Even U.S. is very great, but it has nothing to do with the map and of the area of the Roman Kingdom, Roman Empire.
对，所以我想，这个是我们现在要特别的注意。那现在我要说一句话。
That's what we need to pay most attention about. And now I'm going to say something.
现在整个这一个欧洲
，the entire Europe，
北非
，North Africa，
中东，就是这是不是包含了整个罗马的版图
？That is a part of all of the Roman Empire map.
都在这个都在这个地中海的四周。
It was they all surround the Mediterranean Sea.
都是在极大的动荡之中。
It's in great turmoil right now.
北非动荡，就是所谓的
North Africa.
哦，什么
？Great turmoil.
过去的四年，很大的运动啊。
Got lots of issues.
叫做。什么什么花？茉莉花，茉莉花，茉莉花行动，
Jasmine、
对吧？
Action,
对
，Jasmine movement，
对，
yes.
所有这些回教国家通通翻了天了。
The Muslim countries were revolutionized.
那你现在看中东也是翻了天了。
Now in Middle East as well,
对吧？那你现在看欧洲，你这个两三百万的难民攻进去，欧洲也要翻了天了。
And how Europe that so many refugees are flooding into Europe, and it's going to be a chaotic.
中国人从历史得到一个结论：乱世出什么？枭雄。
China, in Chinese, yeah, the history, we have this conclusion that turmoil situations will create like heroes.
所以，请大家拭目以待。
So just wait and watch.
那最后一句话。
Lastly.
但以理告诉我们，他这个人的出现在世界，就是他的七年的开始，是他与许多的人签立盟约。
Daniel told us that in the beginning of the seventh year of this desolation of abomination, actually he is going to confirm many covenants with many nations.
对犹太人来讲，什么叫做签约
？So what is covenant for?The Israelites,
今天犹太人基本上复国了，四八年以后复国，建立了以色列国。
So the Jewish people have, reclaimed their country and they've got the country of Israel.
在他们心目中最大的愿望是什么
？In their heart, the biggest desire is what?
第一，和平。
One peace.
从四八年到现在，他们没有和平，没有一天是和平的。
They've had no peace ever since 1948.
周边的阿拉伯国家都要他的命。
They're constantly attacked by the surrounding countries, the Arabic countries.
第二，他们要建殿。
Number two, they want to rebuild their temple.
为什么犹太人要建殿？
Why do they want to rebuild their temple?
因为按照旧约的圣经，如果不献祭，他们的罪不得赦免。
Because according to the Old Testament scriptures, that if they don't do sacrifice, then they will not be able to, their sins are not forgiven.
所以他们从1948建国以后，1967拿回耶路撒冷以后，犹太人的 Orthodox 他们有一个愿望，赶快怎么样建殿。
So ever since the rebuilding of the country of Israel in 1948 and the retake of Jerusalem in 1967, their biggest
wish
for among the Orthodox Jews are to rebuild the temple.
因为建了圣殿，他们就可以献祭，可以献祭，他们的罪才能得赦免。
Then they can offer sacrifices and so that their sins can be forgiven.
可是现在能建吗？
How can they build the temple?
在那个圣殿山上，两个清真寺在那里。
There are two Muslim temples there right now on the temple mountain.
控制在阿拉伯人手里。
Both controlled by the.
所以以色列人想建殿，阿拉伯人打死不同意的。
So there's no way the Muslims are not going to allow Israelites to rebuild their temple.
所以圣经说，有一天殿会被建起来。
But the Bible says one day the temple will be rebuilt.
考一考，怎么证明？
How can you prove that?
怎么证明殿一定要建起来？
How can you prove that the temple will surely be rebuilt?
因为这一个敌基督要进到殿里，要第一要把贡献仔细不准献祭，第二称自己是什么？神。
Because this Antichrist is going to enter into the temple. And first of all, to stop all the sacrifices and grain offerings. And secondly, to proclaim that he is God.
所以建一定会建。
Therefore, the temple will certainly be rebuilt.
所以走着瞧，有一个人能够把这件事情不可能变成可能。
Somebody will turn around this impossible thing, impossible mission into reality.
这个人是谁？
Who is that?That would be
就是这个行毁坏可憎的大罪人沉沦之子。
Abomination of desolation.
对，
the lawless person.
指日可待。
So it'll be soon.
好，低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你把我们放在一个非常重要的时代，
you place us in this very important era,
就是神的儿子第二次要回来了。
That is the time of God's Son's second return.
但是你告诉我们，在你的儿子回来之前，地上有许许多多大事要发生。
But you did tell you tell us that before your son's coming, there will be a lot of things happening on this earth.
有一个兽从海中要上来。
There will be a beast coming up from the sea.
要迷惑许许多多的人。
And deceiving many people.
包括基督徒。
Including the elect.
就我们就在这里祷告。
Lord, we pray here.
求你保守你的教会，保守你的神的儿女。
May you keep your churches and your people, your children.
你说清心的人有福了。
He said, those who are humble,
pure in heart,
pure in heart are blessed.
因为他们必得见神。
For they will see the kingdom of God.
主啊，当我们见到真神，所有的假冒通通要消失。
When we see the real God, all those deceptive images will disappear.
主啊，你是独一的。
Oh Lord, you are the only one.
但是主，我们每一个人真认识你吗？
Oh Lord, do we, every single one of us really know you?
愿你的话在我们的生命中成为真实。
May your words become reality in our life.
不是一个理论的问题。
And not just a theory.
是我们每一个人的亲身经历。
But our personal experience.
你坐在我们 每一个人心中的宝座上。
That you are sitting in the throne in our hearts.
让我们让基督在我们每一个人的生命中掌权作王。
That Christ reigns in our lives, and Christ is the King of our lives.
不然有一天就被敌基督坐上坐进来。
Otherwise, one day Antichrist will come in and sit on the throne.
我们就走错路。
Then we'd go astray.
求你救我们脱离那一切的虚谎。
Oh Lord, save us from all those deceptions.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.